Hello, I'm Dr. Maury Markman from Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Philadelphia, and I wanted to briefly discuss a very interesting and important paper which appeared in the journal Gynecologic Oncology entitled Occult and Subsequent Cancer Incidence Following Risk-Reducing Surgery in BRCA Mutation Carriers. There is very strong evidence today that, in fact, this procedure, with its recognized concerns with morbidity, and quality of life after the procedure in a premenopausal woman reduces the risk of mortality both from ovarian cancer, breast cancer, and all-cause mortality. But one question that still remains not completely answered is after the performance of the procedure, what is the risk that, in fact, an individual patient, based upon what is found at surgery, what is that risk that the cancer might come back? And in this interesting paper from a group of investigators, they looked at more than 200 patients who had undergone a risk-reducing surgery. And in the population where there were no pathological findings of cancer, no occult cancers, there was a 1% incidence with relatively long-term follow-up, the development of a subsequent peritoneal cancer. And that, of course, is very important news and also very good news for women who have that genetically defined risk who undergo the procedure. However, there was also a small subset of patients who were found to have in situ tubular cancers. Numbers were, at the time of this procedure, the number of patients in this category of the more than 200 who underwent the surgery was 9, but two of those individuals, in fact, were subsequently found to have a primary cancer of the peritoneum. Again, the numbers are very small, but the information is somewhat worrisome, and therefore, clearly, a woman who is undergoing this recognized, very beneficial procedure, again, in the proper setting with the defined genetic risk, who is found at the time of surgery to have a this intratubal cancer, occultly, obviously needs to be watched carefully for the potential risk of subsequent cancer, and, of course, additional follow-up in the population in this report and other series are important to try to see to confirm the findings. But again, overall, the suggestion that the risk of primary care, cancer of the peritoneum after a risk-reducing surgery is very important to know, but also it's also important to know, acknowledge that the risk appears to be quite low. Again, I encourage anyone and all of you who have interest in this important topic in the management of gynecologic cancers and women with a known mutational risk with BRCA to read this very interesting and important paper. Thank you for your attention.